a word for you from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus, for all generations, forever and ever. Do not settle for less than God's very best. If you are content with a superficial, lukewarm, stagnant, defeated, mundane, mediocre existence, then God cannot give you a deep, on fire, overflowing, fulfilling, victorious life. By settling for less, we rob ourselves of the best. The Lord cannot give us the best if we settle for less. Good is the main enemy of best. If you are content with your present spiritual state, then the Lord can do no more for you. Complacency is the deadly enemy of advancement and progress. The trouble is that all too many Christians are on a spiritual desert, frustrated, bewildered by emptiness and dissatisfaction with their life and faith. To many, Jesus is not really Lord, but he is just a constitutional monarch. Have you made Jesus the impersonal figurehead of your religious convictions? You want his help, yes, but not his interference. Jesus can save you, by all means. He can answer your prayers, oh, please. But he must not tell you what career to choose, or what friends to have, or what clothes to wear, or what language to use, or what kind of life to live, or what films to watch. You don't really believe the truth that God gives the very best to those who leave the choice to him. Do you have a superficial commitment? Have you settled for the counterfeit? Are you missing out on real Christianity, on daily discipleship? Do not let the label fool you. You cannot expect maximum blessing from minimum commitment. There is no alternative to full surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and wholeheartedly seeking and following God's way. You have to forsake the world. You must give up living for selfish reasons and selfish motivations. Repent of your past sinful way of life. Put all your energies, your time, your strength, your talents, your money and your abilities under God's control. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind and live wholeheartedly for him. Give up your sins and your strengths, your lusts and your loves, your ambitions and your failures, your talents and your wasted opportunities. Give up your abilities and your hurts. God will give you forgiveness, eternal life, abundant life, joy, peace, guidance, fulfillment, companionship, direction, meaning and purpose in life. Give up everything you have and gain everything that God gives.